This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Thanks to the Federal Election Commission, the presidential campaigns have to divulge how much they're spending on staff and consultants. They're not required to give specifics, but the numbers, and a little old-fashioned reporting, do give us insight into how the candidates staff their campaigns. And it turns out Mitt Romney and President Obama don't agree on that one either. Marketplace's David Gura has the story.
Neither campaign would go on the record and say how many people are on its payroll. Steve Jarding is a former Democratic campaign manager. Now he teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School. And he says there's a reason this kind of information is kept top secret.
It's a card game and you don't want to tip your hand too much.
And federal rules help him out. Bob Biersack is a senior fellow at the Center for Responsive Politics. He spent 30 years with the FEC.
They have to describe the purpose of all their disbursements, but there are a lot more rules in terms of how the money comes in than there are in terms of how it goes out.
The Los Angeles Times reports the Obama campaign has about 900 people on staff. The Romney campaign, the LA Times says, has about half that. Neither campaign would confirm those numbers. Biersack says the 44th president's reelection campaign has spent just over $44 million on salaries and benefits, or about three times as much as Mitt Romney's campaign.
Now, that may be a bit of an exaggeration because the Romney campaign spends a lot of money on consultants, media consultants, fundraising consultants, all kinds of aspects of the process.
Biersack says the Romney campaign has spent close to $32 million on consulting, or about six times more than the Obama campaign, which seems to prefer doing as much as it can in-house. Harvard's Steve Jarding says that includes getting out the vote.
Democrats, I think, historically have put more of an emphasis on what is called, for lack of a better, a field operation. That's the operation that's the direct voter contact.
Republican candidates have used other groups for that, including the Republican National Committee, and Mitt Romney is no exception. There are benefits to how both campaigns are structured. In the end, it's the quality of a candidate's field operation, a campaign's ability to get eligible voters to vote, that'll matter most. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.